we didn't get to play in the league last year with COVID, the way the ball bounced for us, and games being cancelled, one thing or another. And so we went into last year's figures, and I suppose very much in the dark. We didn't know what we had really, and some of the players that maybe you wouldn't have been as familiar with, you know, you weren't sure of. I think last year Joe Bradley-Wild started the first game on the bench down against Carlow before coming on at half time for a significant contribution. So, you know, that's the beauty of having a league campaign. You know, you get a chance to look at things, and you know, we've probably started the guts of 22 players now over the two games so far. So yeah, look, we're starting to learn about the boys, and you know, they're probably maybe learning a bit about us, and for those that haven't played before, they're learning about the, you know, the landscape and the type of football the college football is, you know. So yeah, look, it's a great start. We're very happy.
Yeah, no Michael Langan this year, no Pádraig Mógán, two of the standout players from previous years, but and saying that, you've got a very, very strong squad of top quality footballers there, Maxie. So you have.
Yeah, look, it's very, very balanced. You know, you've got your bigger name, Shirley, your Conor Donalds and your Jason McGee's, and you know, and then we've a large court of guys that have played under 20 over the last couple of years. Your Kieran Tobin's, Keelan Levy's, Jack Gallagher's, Owen Dowling's, these kind of men, and obviously a couple of units boys have won championships in that time as well. And we've a guy, Liam Gaughan from Sligo, was man of the match in the Sligo County Final a couple of weeks back. So yeah, look, we definitely have a balanced squad. You know, on top of that, with a number of players who have been in around the county senior development squad over the last couple of years, Rory O'Donnell, Ryan McFadden, Carlos O'Reilly, Jack Bishari, players of that ilk. So yeah, look, we're very happy with the players at our disposal. Obviously, Pádraig Mógán's a massive loss to us, and as is Caelan Morton, full back last year. And you know, you'll not replace the like of those, but look, you just have to get on with it. And yeah, new players in, there's a Carlos would have been a fresher last year and would have been available to play first, but he being second year this year, he is able. So you know, you gain players in that way and you lose in other ways, and some colleges get hit harder than others from year to year. So you just get on with it, and yeah, look, we're very happy with the squad available to us at the minute.
We've still got another game to come in the league. It's against University of Ulster Jordanstown next Wednesday, isn't it, Maxie and Convoy? I think it's fair to say that game is going to be your toughest test so far in this competition.
Yeah, for sure. Look, Jordanstown, as we know, are, you know, serious outfit, and you know, the serious pulling power in terms of attracting the best players from the six counties in particular, and a lot of Donegal players and Monaghan players over the years have gone there as well. You know, they currently have Kieran Moore from St Unions and Caelan McCaughan from Muff, two of the brighter hopes in Donegal football as well. So you look, they have a massive squad of players, and you know, and some household names may not all be available this week, but the likes of the Canavans, Darren Rory and Connor Cushion, you know, people like guys who won all Ireland under 20s last year, they're all in around Jordanstown. So yeah, look, paid players, and but it's a brilliant challenge for us. It's a brilliant game to get at this stage of the game. We're already qualified to the quarter final stages, so the result on Wednesday will determine if we're home or away in the quarter final. So we're guaranteed two more games at this stage, Jordanstown next week and either UCD or DCU the following week. So we're gonna know a lot about ourselves when those two games are played.
And I'm sure you'll encourage people to come out next Wednesday evening and watch this football, because college football, it's always highly exciting. So does Maxa.
Yeah, last year's run was brilliant, and it was probably my first year really, you know, getting up close with it. So really enjoyed it. And you know, anybody who would have came to our game would have been largely parents to begin with. But you know, there's a massive crowd in Convoy the night we played UCD. The great Brian Mullins was on the sideline with UCD, and Jer Brennan. You know, the game with an A list of players as well, and our men put on horse of display on the night, and we got over the line. It was a brilliant arrival for LYT then, or ATU now as they call it, to you know, on the whole Sigerson scene. And you know, we went down then, and we give Galway a brilliant rattle for it in the quarter final. And you know, we had our nose in front good in the home stretch, and we just couldn't see it out. So look, it is very exciting football. It's, you know, it's a very high level of talent. You know, I think at the minute it's probably just, you know, it's the next thing to senior inter-county football. And you know, it's young lads playing, and you know, they have a bit more freedom to play in this competition. There's a bit less fear, and probably the consequences of losing aren't as severe as it would be at county or the latter stage of club championship and that. So, all of that, you know, adds on to make it a very enjoyable competition. And look, we do hope that people will come out next Wednesday night and support the boys in Convoy. You know, fabulous is all up there, the county training centre and stand and all for the man. It's really good wet. So, it's hopefully something now that people will get behind.
Okay, then just moving on to the senior ladies inter-county scene, Max, a confirmation that you've taken up the option of the second year of staying in the post. After last year's campaign, was it an easy enough decision to stick around for another year?
Yeah, it was. Look, in coaching terms, you know, all you ever want is to work with, you know, people who are serious about their craft and want to do their best. And that's one thing about this group of senior ladies. You know, they've given everything over the last 4 or 5 years, and you know, I think we've steadily got closer and closer to the top, and I think now we're proper contenders and we're able to mix it with anybody. And you know, there's only ever a bounce of the ball between ourselves and any teams that have beaten us over the last year. So look, with we feel that getting everybody back will be the big challenge, and then maybe add to the squad here and there, and then getting the rub of the green. You know, I think we're under the great shout again, and that's what keeps you going. And as I say, look, there's just a brilliant bunch to work with, and you know, when the offer's there, it's very hard to not take it up.
And I'm sure in the next number of weeks and months there'll be confirmation about who's coming back, Maxie, but I would say it's a bit early yet at this stage on the player front. But there is going to be a couple of changes to your backroom team. Confirmation this week, Mark McHugh is heading off to Roscommon to take up a coaching role. So you're on the lookout already for a new addition?
Yeah. Look, Mark came in last year, and you know, he definitely brought a bit of freshness, I think, and you know, a highly experienced player himself and a sharp football brain. So we'll be looking to, you know, to add to that. And you know, people come with different skill sets and different strands, and you know, we've changed and refreshed the backroom team regularly over the year. So and I think the profile of ladies football has never been as high as it is at the minute. So you know, it's going to be an appealing position to a lot of aspiring coaches. Look, it's just about setting about now and figuring out what it is we need, and then trying to find the person that, you know, brings that part that we do need. You know, I think it's more about it's a needs driven approach, as opposed to just looking for a person or a name, because I think people can be guilty of, you know, just taking names for the sake of it. And so look, we'll be, you know, sitting down and trying to figure out in the next couple of weeks as to what exactly, you know, are the gaps we find in our backroom at the minute, and where they can be bridged. So yeah, but look, you just want to wish Mark the best luck on his comment. It's a great appointment for him. It's a great position, and look, I think it'd be a great addition to the Roscommon Gaelic football team.